welcome everybody to our annual candlelight meeting. The candles always provide a sense of hope. This is our holiday event and a great way to gather during the holiday season. I'm going to ask that we go ahead and say the Serenity Prayer together. God,
grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
I have asked Marian to read something. I've asked Marian to choose a reading that fits in with our theme. I put my hand in yours. So, Marian.
Hi, my name is Marian, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Marian.
And this is a reading from Voices of Recovery on April 17th. And it says, when we apply OA's Tradition 3, we find the treasure of friendship often where we least expect it, with people we once would have excluded from our lives. Such treasure is all around us, and all we have to do is open our hearts to receive it. And that's from the 12 and 12 of OA. After being in OA for a while, I look at who is in my life. The majority of my friends are those I met in these rooms, those who walk the path of recovery with me. When I think of my friends, sometimes I laugh. Most of them are not people who would have been my friends in the real world. We seem to have little in common. The Big Book tells me that we are like those rescued from a sinking ship. We have in common the peril of compulsive overeating and the common solution found in the 12 steps. That provides a bond different from any I have experienced before. Many of these people I would have rejected as being too good for me or not good enough. I'm grateful that I saw the treasure of friendship and that God opened my heart to receive it.
Thank you. And I've asked Arun to please lead us in reading the 12 steps.
My name is Arun. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Arun.
Step one. We admitted we were powerless
over food, that our lives had become unmanageable.
Two,
came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity.
Three,
made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him.
Four,
made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves.
Five,
admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs.
Six,
we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character.
Seven,
humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings.
Eight,
made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all.
Nine,
made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others.
Ten,
continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it.
11.
Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out.
12.
Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
And Amy has asked, who did you ask to read Tradition 12?
Janelle.
My name is Janelle. I'm a compulsive overeater food addict.
Hey, Janelle.
Tradition 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thanks, Janelle.
Thanks, Janelle.
And I forgot to mention, I'm Virginia, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Virginia.
And tonight we are here to celebrate another OA event, an occasion to share in the power of our fellowship and thus strengthening our own recovery programs. And thanks so much for making the effort to come to this meeting. And tonight's theme is, I Put My Hand in Yours.